that was interesting. I don't know whether we heard the sound on the intro, but it played anyway. I didn't hear the sound. Did y'all hear the sound?
No, I didn't hear it.
We may need to check into that, Ali. But hey, you guys, we are back, and today is January, 2022. This is, I think, the first live podcast we've all done together, because you guys did one earlier in the week. But this is the first one live when we've done. So happy New Year's, should we say, to everybody.
Absolutely.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year's. So we are back, you guys. We have a lot of stuff that has happened recently. So just to kind of bring me up to loop, we've had the Ahmaud Arbery sentencing, where we see that the father and the son got life without parole plus 20 plus years. 20, yeah. So I guess after they die, they have to sit there for another 20 years, I guess.
If you come back.
They can't come back. And then the guy who recorded it actually got life with the chance of parole plus 10.
Right.
So are you guys satisfied with that? I'm shocked. I'm not even going to say. For the guy, I forget his name, but the one who actually recorded the video, I was shocked that he got as much time as he got. But, I mean, again, I understand what the judge was saying based upon what the judge's statement was, that he still helped cause the death because he pulled in front of him, and it was his truck. So, but are you guys satisfied?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
That's all you got to say. You're going to leave it at that, huh?
Yeah, I'm good with it. I mean, like you, I thought the cameraman might have, before I understood the fact that he impeded Mr. Arbery's progress with his vehicle while recording. Up before that, I was like, oh, he's not going to get nowhere near as much. He just recorded. But at the end of the day, once we found all the evidence, you know, heard everything and found out that he actually impeded his progress and helped in the false imprisonment of, he ended up taking part, you know, where he could have, you know, but he did, you know, he played his role in the whole thing. And so all three of these gentlemen, I think, got what they deserved, you know. They're not looking at death sentences, because that's the next step, I guess, would have, you know, had it gone down to that. But, I'm good with it.
I think that it's a good deterrent from people to try and take the law into their own hands. And now we have an example of, you know, justice being served against people that commit heinous acts. So I do think that it was good, although, I mean, you can never bring this man back, so his family is always, you know, accepted. But at the same time, having a precedent set like this, I think it helps at least put it in the minds that, you know, taking someone's life is not a game.
Yeah, and I don't know if I go – I don't know. Like, I get it. I get that we have seen a lot of what they think of vigilantes and people who thought that they were helping the law. And, like, we can go back to Trayvon Martin. I mean, that was a case where he thought he was trying to act as law enforcement. But at the same time, I think that we have to have a system there. We find ways to prosecute the regular person. And I think that this exposes that. We have to also find ways to prosecute police officers or people who are supposed to be in the system and supposed to help the system be fair and be adequate. Mm-hmm. We have to find ways to prosecute them when they do things wrong too.
Absolutely.
And we haven't. I mean, we had success with George Floyd, obviously, because there was a video. But what about those numerous officers where we've seen one officer who shot the man in the back as he was running away? We can think about cases even here on a local level. That we know of, where people were wrongfully murdered or killed, and yet they end up being the police officer end up walking away freely. Yeah. So I think that this exposes the fact that we still have work to do. And if it wasn't for that video,
would it have ever come out?
It wouldn't have.
Yeah, I agree.
Ahmaud Arbery would just be another person killed by a police officer.
Yeah. Well, someone who was killed by
a regular citizen. Right.
But the whole thing was, if the guy hadn't taken the opportunity to videotape it at all, you know, dead men can't tell tales.
Yeah. But where he thought he was helping, he really ended up
securing their life sentences.
Yeah.
With that video, you know. And yes, it took. Even if he recorded it and still didn't, even if he never released it, then that it still wouldn't have gotten out.
Yeah.
And because it got out, that's when everything really started to snowball at that point. But up until then, all we just knew was another black man was killed by someone else.
And while we're talking about this, we're gonna switch subjects. Ali, if we can pull some of those photos from this week from Dropbox, from the Martin Luther King, I mean the march that you guys went to, because if we talk about, we're gonna shift from there. A big part of what we see in the criminal justice system, the only way we're going to fix that is people getting out to vote, yeah. Right? I can't stress it enough, and definitely in the black community, you talk to so many people when we talk about voting, they mention the fact that, what's going on? Is that Chanel? They mention the fact that, you know, voting is rigged or their vote doesn't count. Yeah, okay, sorry, that noise is throwing me off.
Yeah.
Mention that fact, but so many times we got to understand, like I think it was South Carolina in 2012, the election, or Carolina or something like that, North Carolina, where literally it was, the vote was tied, and literally it got determined who was going to be the congressman by a straw draw, because that's their law. They were able to draw straws, and whoever got the longest straw, I guess, won the battle. But it tells us how important voting is. And the only way we're going to get anybody to change policies is we have to put people in place who believe in the policies. We can look at policies. Like, most of the Constitution was written, what, in the 1800s? And it hasn't been reformed since then.
Right.
I think the last amendment we've had probably was the 16th or 17th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
But to think about over 200 years, we've only made 17, 18, or 20 at the most amendments to the Constitution. It was written back in 1800s when slavery was okay, when it was okay to tell a black person that you were less than.
Right.
So we have to get people out to vote. But at the same time, we have to have laws in place that protect voting versus making it harder for people to vote. So as we know, Joe Biden came into the great city of Atlanta, spoke at Morehouse this week. But we were out there as well with other people, with the Atlanta North Labor Council,
yes.
Who organized the event to protest Joe Biden coming, because at the same time, where we may or may not support Joe Biden, we don't need you to tell us that we need voting rights. We need you to tell us how you're going to get it. And he did come here and make big news. I think we have a clip to show from it. Maybe, Ali?
Today, I'm making it clear, protect our democracy. I support changing the Senate rules. Whichever way they need to be changed to prevent a minority of senators from blocking action on voting rights. I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
So, what do you guys think about that?
As a whole, I don't know, man. I get stuck with the fact that, you know, I look at the talking heads. It sounds good, and I kind of get that's about as far as I go with it. It just sounds good, but it doesn't really, you know. Come on, man. We need some action behind those words.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, and I fully understand why the Labor Council would do the protests Come on, man. We need action.
And just for the record, it wasn't just them. So there was a letter that went out last week by the People's Agenda, Fair Fight. I mean, so many different groups, Georgia Stand Up,
right.
Who literally said, Joe, don't come to Atlanta if you don't have a plan. One of the things that's important to me, I was happy to hear him say, finally, that we need, if it takes eliminating the filibuster, let's eliminate the filibuster to do so, because the filibuster, again, was not something that was a part of the Constitution. It's something that was brought in, and it was brought in to kind of help prevent slavery, to prevent people from being, for them from being able to pass certain bills to eliminate slavery. So it makes no sense, because, I mean, and I don't know, this is the great question about America, right? We look at the presidential election. Every other election is popularity, right? Most person gets the most votes win. The presidency is not that way. We look at George Bush. Al Gore won the popular vote, lost the electoral count. We look at President Trump versus Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton beat him by 3 million votes. That means 3 million more people voted popularity, but lost the Electoral College.
Yeah.
Joe won the Electoral College and the popular vote, and I'm sorry, President Biden. And President Obama was able to do both. I mean, he won the popularity vote and the electoral vote. Well, we've seen a lot of elections where people who were not necessarily popular won the election just because they knew how to target states that had a lot of electoral votes, right? And that, to me, that system, too, also is, like, old and outdated. Like, the fact that we can have somebody in office that majority of people don't really want in office doesn't make sense to us, or doesn't make sense to people. And I think that sometimes discourages people from voting, too, because it's like, does my vote really count? And we look at Georgia made a difference in the last presidential election. I mean, a huge difference. That's the reason why President Biden tried to call and get it. I mean, not President Biden, President Trump, former President Trump, tried to call and get the votes thrown out, because it was Georgia. We made a huge difference.
Yeah.
And not only did we make a huge difference in the presidential election, then we turned back around, right back around, and we helped Democrats win the Senate.
Yes.
So again, like, I think that voting is important. I think that we have to protect the vote. I think that, like, I think he mentioned in the video, like, that biblically it says that if your brother's hungry, which one of you seen your brother hungry would give him a stone,
right?
We seen in Georgia it's illegal to give someone food in line. And we were on a meeting once. It's so deep. Imagine you and your wife go in line to vote. If you go to your car and bring her back a pen and somebody sees that, they can have you prosecuted because of the fact that that pen is worth, that has some value to it.
Right.
You're giving her something in the voting line that has value to it. So you're trying to sway her vote. That's your wife. You already know who she's going to vote for.
Right.
Like, so, and we see Georgia has taken a stance that, and we know Georgia, like, I've been telling people this year, so goes Georgia this year, so goes the nation. Like, Georgia is going to be a great implication of what can happen with Stacey Abrams on the ballot, with Senator Warnock rerunning for election this year. I mean, Georgia's huge. I mean, with our governor's race, our Senate race, we see the politics of it. I mean, somebody who we know very well, Charlie Bailey, actually stopped running for attorney general. He's not running for attorney general no more.
Really?
And he announced that he's running for lieutenant governor now, right? And it's the politics of it that is going to be crazy. So he's running for lieutenant governor now because there's been pressure on him to run for lieutenant governor.
Okay.
Interesting.
Good for him.
But I'm just saying, like, so we understand that voting rights is important, and it shouldn't be that two senators, literally, or not even two, like, it's not just on Democrats to protect the vote. And that's the part that drives me crazy. We should not be to the point where we should even have to eliminate the filibuster, because everybody should be on board with saying that voting rights is a human right. Because the one thing that I understand is that as an ex-offender, when that right is taken from you, you have no voice in your society, right? You don't have a say in what goes on. You don't have a say in the policies that are passed. You have nothing. And all you do is just, you're like what old people used to say, you're like a ship without a sail, right? You're just on the water, but you just go whatever way. So as an ex-offender who had to fight to get my rights back in order to vote and still have to fight to protect my rights to vote, it's vital.
Yeah.
And I understand what it's like to not have that right. And it's vital when people try to take away those rights. We can't pass water in line. They're eliminating the amount of polling places that we have, eliminating the amount of places that we can actually drop our ballots off. You can't drop your wife's ballot off anymore. It could be considered illegal. Like, really? When the last election was more secure than any other election in history, all because of the fact that we don't like the outcome of the vote, we changed the rules?
Yeah, but, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time they changed the rules in the middle of the game. So, I mean, you know, we can't. The losing team, if I can put it like this, the losing team has kicked up so much dust And here's the thing that they're, you know, they've kicked up so much dust that they are starting to do. They have done something about it.
Right.
It may not work in our favor, but they've done something about it. And it serves as a great example for the Democratic side. If you're not happy, and for anyone who is a voter, if you are not happy about the results or who you have in office, the only way you're going to make a difference is to make the necessary changes.
Right.
Whether it be in your legislation, if you're already in office, making the necessary, putting pressure on them to make the changes within the state, or voting in your best interest. And that seems to have been the problem when it comes to the Democratic side. Excuse me, we vote our only some of us vote as Democrats. Only some of us vote our best interest.
Right.
Not all of us. And so we end up dividing
but then too,
our vote in that manner.
I want to say this, right? It's not a Democrat or Republican issue. It's just right and wrong, right? It's wrong to say, and we've had this discussion before, the three of us, it's wrong to say to a woman that you can't have an abortion. You can't do what you want to do with your body.
Right.
No man is going to tolerate somebody telling us what we can or cannot do with our body, right? And it's wrong for men to be making that decision for what women should be able to do. It's wrong when we say to people that, hey, you know what? We're going to lock you up. And when we lock you up, we're going to tell you that you're going to have a second chance in society. But when you get back out, we're going to make really sure don't. That you don't have a second chance in society. Right. I mean, I've been, as a offender, I've been in situations where literally I was the victim of a case or a victim of a situation. But because of the fact that I have a record and the other person doesn't, it's automatically where it's flipped back on me like, oh, no, you're not the victim anymore. It's gotten to the point where I don't even call the police. Like, I get threats. Y'all know I get threats like all the time. I don't much feel comfortable calling the police because of the fact that are they really out there to protect me, right?
Right.
And once again, it doesn't make a difference because what I can do is that I can use the voice I have, the ballot, and I can vote the people out who don't stand for ex-offenders' rights and rehabilitation, right?
Right.
That's important. But also, too, not only is it important to vote, it's important to also protest. Like, it's important what y'all did the other day. I mean, I was out of town, but it's important that you guys were out there saying, hey, Joe, we don't just want to hear you talking anymore.
That's right.
We want results. What are you going to do to use the platform that African Americans, because he said himself, Joe Biden's words were that he said to the African American community on the day or the night that they announced that he was the president, or he was going to be the president-elect, he said, you have my back. And when I get in office, I'll have your back. This voting rights restrictions is not an attack. It's an attack on America, but it's definitely an attack on Black America. And we need you to have our back. And we had a meeting with somebody from Chuck Schumer's team maybe back in November. And we told them straight up, like, listen, if you need more votes, we can give you more votes in the Senate. We can give you more votes in the House. But we can't give you more votes if we don't have a vote ourselves.
Right.
And I think that's extremely important.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, a lot of times you get a lot of elected officials, excuse me, who they only need you for the vote.
Right.
To get in. And that's it. And that's as far as it goes for them. And it's very unfortunate that it comes down to that, because no one likes feeling used
mm-hmm.
or being played. And at the end of the day, that's where you have a lot of people who feel that way across the country, in your state, within your city, so on and so forth. And somewhere along the lines, we have to, you know, we have to continue to vote. Again, for me, it's going back to voting our best interest and voting those who are not in our best interest
out
and those who are in. And then, you know, at the end of the day, that's really what it comes down to.
How did you feel about what happened yesterday? I mean, you were out there.
I mean,
how was the vote in the mood?
When people come and just talk, you know, it's kind of just, first of all, it feels like the game is rigged,
right?
For one. So then you come and talk to the people almost looking like you're just doing this for the press and the media, you know, and to say I checked that box and said that I would do this, But once you get in and then you don't address these issues that you said, or you were like running your campaign on, and you won't even talk to the people, you know, that's when people kind of get, you know, disconnected from the process of voting, because they're like, okay, my vote, if you believe that your vote counts and you get the candidate that you want in office, and now the candidate won't pick up the line, so to speak, and you're like, okay, well, we voted this person in, and now they're not doing anything to address any of the issues that we find necessary. You know, I personally believe in, you know, getting your community together, trying to get into a block where you have spending power, you know, because all of these candidates have to run on a campaign. And I think the most times when they're addressing things, you know, they address the people that have money, you know.
Yeah.
So
or who have influence.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, we need to not only vote and be aware of the laws, but also find ways to build income and build wealth in our own communities, beyond just looking for the attention. If we're not going to be given the attention, we have to create the attention by creating economy, you know.
And I mean, we got to be active. Like, one of the things that, y'all know I'm a Facebook junkie, right, somewhat. Yeah. But one of the things that's important for me about scrolling through Facebook is that it allows me to see a lot of my friends are posting, like, we got a protest here, we got a rally here, right? Those are just as important, right? Mm-hmm. When we, like, I think we went to a prayer vigil last week for the January 6th, and I was one of the people who prayed. But it was important to have people there. The impact of just having people there and having people out in the audience and having people, you know what I'm saying? You ain't always got to be on the stage,
right?
But just being out there saying, I stand in support of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it should be no issue for everybody in America to come together and say, what happened on January 6th, 2021 was not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same people, and we have had people on Facebook who wrote us the nice messages recently. I was reading them this morning about the post that we posted for January 6th. But again, the same people who are saying, like, January 6th is justified were the same people who were saying that peaceful marching of George Floyd's life was not justified. How do we, you know, again, it goes back to voting your interest. It goes back to being involved with what's going on in your community. It goes back with knowing what's going on in your community. And it goes back to knowing that local government makes a bigger impact on your life than you think it does, right? I can use the solicitor from down in Gwinnett County, where he decriminalized marijuana himself, right? So people who are now a certain amount of marijuana in their car in Gwinnett County, right, won't be prosecuted for the crime because it's not legal. I mean, and again, don't think I'm just advocating for people just going out and smoking marijuana, but I do advocate for the fact that if marijuana can medically help you, I think that people should have the right to use marijuana. Like, I have a medical marijuana card. You guys know I deal with a lot of health issues. That it helps, like, it literally helps. I have to vote my interest. I have to vote with people who are okay with that. Right. And that's what I do. I mean, and I think that a part of voting too is being active enough to research where people come from.
Mm-hmm.
And don't just hear what they're saying now, because who they are, I used to always tell people, like, you always know who a person is by, like, a person really is who they are based upon the past of where they come from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who they are today is really based upon their past, right? And you can learn a lot. Like, we think about even relationships where we've been in. A lot of the relationship, a lot of who that woman or woman for all of us, or man, was in the current, if you go back to their past, you will figure out the white reason why they are the way they are.
Right.
I remember I dated somebody, and they could not stand trains, right? They couldn't stand the sound of trains. And I found out that the reason why they couldn't stand the sound of trains is because as the child, they were being molested. And what they heard while they were being molested was the train. Wow. So, again, a lot of even the politicians that we have in office now, if we want to understand who they are, dig into them. Like, we dig into everybody else. I mean, you dig into people who are just the average person, the average Joe. Dig into some of these people. Know what their past are. And we don't have the excuse anymore of saying, like, we don't know how to research them. Like, you can research anything you want to now. Right. Trust me.
Receipts on the internet.
But then, too, also I will say this, too. Don't believe everything you read on the internet.
Definitely.
Because anybody can post anything they want on the internet. I mean, trust me. I mean, I personally know that the internet can be your friend or it could be your enemy, depending on how you use it. Because, you know, I'm internet sensation. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, you are too, James. I'm gonna make sure of it.
You want to? No, we don't want to do that.
But I mean, again, I think that to end this, I think that voting is important, extremely important. I do support the Voting Rights Bill. I do support the John Lewis Act. I do think that we need to bring back up the George Floyd Police Reform Bill. The fact that we could not get that done is a disgrace to this country and what we stand for. And it's an argument. I was reading an article the other day about how China and places like Russia are saying, do democracies really work? Because while they're able to push along and change the way the education system works, rebuild their economy, rebuild their streets, rebuild their trains, just unilaterally by the person who's in power, we're behind on all that stuff because of democracy, because of the fact that. But I think it works when we take politics out of it, if that makes sense. When people just start doing what's right and doing what they feel like is right, versus, is this going to benefit my party? I think it makes a huge difference, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, at the end of the day, like you may mention before, how important it is for us to vote. We've said it before, you know, with the up and coming elections, the most important ones will be within your state,
mm-hmm.
within your county, within your city. And you see these people at restaurants and, you know, local watering holes. You may have grown up with some of these folks in those areas. You may go to church with some of them. It doesn't even matter. The fact of the matter is, once you start checking their background, checking their history, their past voting record, y'all might be friends, but you may not have known that they voted this way, mm-hmm. you know, in the past. And that might not sit with you well today. Now then, 30 years ago, might not have been a problem. But today, y'all are friends, but it still doesn't sit well with you. So how do you vote? But these are the kind of decisions that we have to make when it comes up to our local elections and elected officials. And the up and coming in the up and coming elections, and we just have to keep that in mind, folks. That how important it is to vote in your favor overall.
So, with that being said, go out and vote, everybody. Like, go out and vote. Find out who registered to vote. If you're not registered to vote, please reach out to organizations like the People's Agenda, Fair Fight. I mean, they'll help you get registered to vote. Black Push will help you get registered to vote. Everybody's important, definitely, this year that we all got in vote. And just because they call it a midterm election, mm-hmm. Does not mean it's not as important. This midterm election is probably one of the most important elections of my lifetime. And I'm very young. I'm younger than everybody else on the panel today. But it's extremely important because there's so many initiatives that are on the ballot. The Supreme Court, everything is on the ballot in this next election. So
do the research.
Get out and vote. I do want to point out, today is National Founders Day for Deltas. So, shout out to all the Deltas out there. Happy National Founders Day. Enjoy yourselves. We don't have red. We have a little bit of red in our cup. but enjoy yourselves. Congratulations. And we'll be back tomorrow with more talk because, you know, MLK Day is coming up.
Yep.
So, we'll be talking about MLK and the impact that he had on America. And do we still live up to that legacy?